Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Boston Globe reporter Stephanie Ebert joins us now. She's been reporting on the Boston Public Schools Exam School Initiative. That's a free program that prepares students for the exam that could get them into Boston Latin School or one of the city's other exam schools. And Stephanie's here now with a status check on how those efforts are going. Stephanie, welcome back to the show.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you back. Now, usually we don't really do this with reporters, but I wanted to actually play a little bit of tape from when we had you on the show earlier this month.
Okay.
Because it sort of sets the backdrop for why we wanted to have you back, because we talked about the initial efforts of the Exam School Initiative, and here's what you told us.
When I took a look at it for the past school year, what I found was that the attendance in the Exam School Initiative, which had originally been targeted to Black and Hispanic students, had become very white. So by last year, there were most of the students who were attending, it was 44% white at the Exam School Initiative.
So can I just stop you there?
Sure.
Because I just want to be sure that I'm hearing this correctly. So the Exam School Initiative, just to recap, which had been started as a response to declining enrollment or even exam of students of color taking the exam.
Right.
Has become that initiative itself has become 44% white?
Exactly.
Do you remember how my jaw had hit the table, Stephanie, when you told us that? So gathering up my jaw now, how have efforts been going recently?
It seems to be a bit of a turnaround. The day that I spoke with you, they were giving some initial reports and have finalized the numbers. And it seems that what they've been able to do this summer with the Exam School Initiative is balance out the groups of kids who are coming so that it is, again, more targeted to those for whom it was intended. It appears this summer, the kids who participated in the two-week program that just ended, they had 20% Black and 26% Hispanic, and 28% white children and 20% Asian. So it seems to be inching more in line with the population of the district and the city as a whole in the school age populations, which are overwhelmingly Black and Latino.
So what happened to encourage that turnaround?
It's really interesting. They made a big push right after my first story ran in April. The district went out very ambitiously and admittedly not with a very complete plan, but trying very hard to get the word out to schools that were not sending a lot of kids. So they didn't mandate that they be Black and Hispanic, but they did target the schools that were not sending a lot of students, and those happened to be in minority neighborhoods in many cases. And they asked for additional kids who may not have met the original criteria. So it was interesting. In this case, there wasn't a lowering of any standards. There was kind of a new standard that was added as an additional group. They added a potential 300 new seats for these kids, and they went to principals and teachers and said, give us some kids who you think have potential, no matter how they're scoring. Maybe they're not good test takers, but you see something in them that you think they might do well in an exam school if given the right training.
Right. So this was really interesting because in your story in the Globe today, you talked with Colin Rose, and he used to teach at the he taught math at the Higginson Lewis K-8 school, and he said that he didn't even know that the test prep was offered when he was teaching there.
Right.
I mean, is that something that's also shifted? Are they doing more outreach to teachers themselves?
Absolutely, they're making them aware. They really pushed on the principals and the teachers to make this known this season, and I think that the awareness is up. It was shocking to me. Poor Colin Rose, he was in that situation, and obviously very heartfelt that, and it was exciting to him to be able to see some kids from his school participating in this for the first time in years.
Yeah.
So I think they really got the message out and intend to do so even more so in the coming years. What they're hoping to do is to keep this going at an expanded level. Ultimately, they didn't get the full 300 kids they were hoping to get. They only got 225, but the addition of those extra kids did change the balance of the demographics a bit and made it more representative. So They're hoping to expand it again next year, and possibly, even if there's additional budget, keep it going and involve more mm-hmm. children as it moves into the fall. Additional Saturday classes in the fall.
You know, it seems as if in your reporting that Boston Public Schools are recognizing or have recognized that there are, you know, even some structural barriers that sometimes keep kids from, finding out or participating in the exam prep. I mean, because you were...
Right.
You reported about accommodations being made for students in the exam school initiative, like free transportation
mm-hmm.
and providing meals.
Right.
How did that help?
I think it was huge. They made the offer, and something like 212 children took them up on it. So you'll see that when they're reaching out to these other students in some of these poorer schools in particular, you may have parents who don't have transportation, who don't have a car, or are working across the city. Boston Latin is not, it's in the Fenway area. People have to travel to get there from all across the city. You're talking about kids who might be involved who live in all corners of the city and might have to take buses to get there, otherwise public transportation to get there. So timing-wise, to get there by 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, that can be pretty tough for an 11-year-old. So logistically, the Boston Public Schools do expect older kids to take public transportation, but
right.
these kids are not even there yet. They're not even at that level. So I think it meant a lot for working parents to be able to have that offer, and that is something they're talking about doing now for the testing day as well. A lot of people have talked about barriers for transportation even on those days. The test is not given, the exam that helps determine who will get into Boston Latin and the other two exam schools for the city of Boston is given on a Saturday typically. And so, again, parents' work schedules and schedules with other children may interfere with that and create another
mm-hmm.
hurdle that
mm-hmm.
may stand in the way of a kid who's on the fence about whether he wants to try out for this
from
getting there.
Well, finally, Stephanie, you got to sit in
mm-hmm.
on some of these the exam school initiative classes.
Mm-hmm.
What were they like? What was the test prep like?
It was pretty tough. It was pretty grueling. I was sitting there. It was very hot. You know, we're in the dog days of summer here, and these kids were not paying much attention to me, but really paying attention to their teacher and still seemed to be on their toes the whole time. I was very impressed. They're really drilling them for this exam. This is very focused on test prep. I saw one teacher who was talking about reading comprehension, and he was really preparing his students to anticipate as they were reading to underline key phrases and pay attention to things that they might be questioned on. He was talking about there are going to be questions that the material isn't directly in the test, but in the passage, but they had to intuit it, and they had to be able to give it back to the questioner in the answer. They had to figure it out, and getting them to think about these things when they don't have much time,
mm-hmm.
And they are doing a timed test, and just kind of getting those skill sets down that some kids may prolong it or, you know, waste too much time on one passage. And he's, you know, trying to teach them how to move through it more quickly so that they can be more successful.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see how many of these kids actually go on to sit for the exam, as you
it
mentioned,
will.
And what effect that might have on admissions as the next round of students get admitted to the exam schools. Stephanie Ebert, reporter for the Boston Globe. We've got links to her reporting on the Exam School Initiative at radioboston.org. Stephanie, it's always great to have you, and we look forward to having
great.
You back.
Thank you, Meghna. Appreciate it.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.